Look, I respect any hustle. I always say, regardless, like any hustle you're doing, cool. If you're making good money and you're working hard, sweet. But there's a, for me personally, going on TikTok live and demanding your viewers to give you gifts and things is a bit tragic.
Well, yeah, that's basically what they were saying. Like, the way you should do it is you should ask someone for, like, today our target is to hit like 3,000 roses or something. I'm just like, fuck me, that is sad.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I
Also,
did.
it's just a bit like, it's a bit beg.
Yeah.
Very,
I did
a bit
it.
beg, very beg.
Very beggy. I did it. So, Julius used to do this all the time. And I got into it in the sense of I used to battle him on lives. And I didn't really, because at the time, I didn't really know what it was. I thought, I was like, oh, it's funny. Just people saying, like, you'd have a leaderboard and see who won. And then I realized he was doing it because he wanted to be on the leaderboard, and he was like, I want to make money, man. And in my head, I'm like, bro, you're main Chelsea, bro. You should be saying this. fair enough, like if it was fun and you wanted to do it, cool. But yeah, it is, it's a tough one to understand. Like, I love going live. Like, I went live yesterday, TikTok live, and it's really fun because I get to talk. For me, it's more of a, I get to talk to my audience on a live stream, and they can ask me questions in real time, like, oh, what's happened here, or like, who you dating, all that kind of stuff. It's like a live podcast almost, right? That I like. But I'm not going, let's get that target, 100 likes. Like, you know, it is, although I just said keep liking the screen, but that's because I want, because that's because
That's
obviously
just, we're trying to grow
our audience for
what we
playtime.
actually want.
Well, we are on still 8 people. Nice. Do you want to come back to the podcast, bro?
Have we actually stopped?
Bro, yeah, we're
Oh,
recording.
okay, fine. Oh, we're recording. Okay, hi, hey guys, welcome to Playtime Podcast. In our next episode, it's just me and Mars.
What episode of what season?
You go ahead and introduce it today.
No, I did last one.
Did you?
Did I do the last one? Yeah, I did the last one, right? What was who
All
was
right, can we just cut and start from the
No,
beginning?
no, no. This well, this is great. This is why this is
No,
even
because
better.
the reason why I'm saying it is because every time you're like, oh, do you want to go? I don't know what episode it is yet.
Yeah, no. So that's why I'm waiting for you.
No, it's episode 4. Yeah,
No, it
boy.
isn't.
Is it
Not
not? Five.
five.
Well, I wasn't here last week, so. Anyway, hey guys. Yeah, it was temps, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was
Was
us.
it? Oh, was it? Anyway. Hey guys, welcome to Playtime Podcast, Season 3, Episode 5. Good to be back. And we are streaming it live on TikTok today on
Yeah.
our account.
We're going to be trying to do this a lot now. So if you're listening to this now, remember on Sundays we record Playtime Podcast roughly around 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. So if you want to see the live, just go on Playtime. Just go check it out right now. And that's on TikTok, not Instagram. And we're just talking with, the thing is, the reason why we're doing this is we're actually talking about the weird trend that's going on, and it's called the NPC Live. And I was just explaining to Charlie what it is, and essentially what it is this girl started this thing where obviously TikTok lives, you can make money, there's like a creator fund, and then you can be like, you know, the top creator on the leaderboard. You were talking about it, as you know, that you got approached to do it as well, and it's a lot of work. But this new girl has started this trend, which so many people doing. I don't know why, but I keep getting on my TikTok, and it's basically you're pretending that you're a robot, an NPC, which is essentially like a character who's controlled by a computer. That's what an NPC is, isn't it? Well, that's what it is generically. And they pretend to be that, and every time they react to a gif, so if you send them a gif like a rose, or I don't know what gifs they are, they're like, I don't know, like the Sea World, or like a hot dog, and they just shout out the gifs and act like a robot, and they go, thank you for the hot dog. And it's really weird. And I heard that the reason why people are now doing it is because the girl who initially started the trend made like 30 grand in like an hour. And I get it. Like, that's a lot of money. No one's saying anything about that.
Well, yeah, that's basically bigger than the UK average annual salary in an hour.
Oh man, that's mad.
Yeah.
And that's in 1 hour.
Yeah, nuts. But it's a bit demoralizing, isn't it?
Thing is, do you feel like as the generation is going, and this is something I've looked at, we've become
Something
a
I've
bit
studied recently.
So Mars is fat. Yeah, here we go. No, but I genuinely feel like as a generation, we've got a bit weak and a bit like a little, we've got weird, man. Look at like, if we look at our parents, like in their era, what they were doing and what we're doing like in these times and what kids are doing these times. It's crazy. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy like watching YouTubers doing these crazy pranks and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, we now are at a level where we're doing the most stupidest things ever for clout, for fame, for money. And it's just like, it feels like it's getting worse year by year.
All I can say is, if I had a kid, I walked into his room and he was doing this NPC shit to TikTok, I'd be like, son, what the fuck are you doing? Put that down and go outside.
No, if I saw my kid
doing
that, I'd
probably fucking slap him around the head, fucking throw him outside, be like, come on, mate.
He's a stick. Play with a stick.
No, but do you know what I mean? It is a bit sad, isn't it?
It's crazy sad. It is weird. When I think, and we're lucky enough, our generation, we just hit technology, like the new smartphones, when we were like maybe 14 years old. That's when I think the smartphones were coming out. I remember being 8 years old, climbing trees and playing hide and seek.
100%. If I was growing up now and all I was doing was on TikTok, on social media, all stuff like that, my brain would be fucking mush, mate.
Yeah.
Because
it's already mush now.
If I spend like prolonged periods just like going down a TikTok hole, like, you know, spending time on social media, honestly, I come off and I'm like, ugh.
Brain dead, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got this like brain fog and I'm like, just not present or anything.
It's crazy. Like, even when we think about it, back in the day, we still had the PS1, or we had like Microsoft, and we played Sims. So we still had some sort of like technology and these games.
Yeah,
but nowhere near what kids are doing now. But then I get it at the same time. Look, have you seen recent news? The game, I don't know what it's called, the gameplay, or like the people who play Call of Duty or whatever those games are in a competition, and you know the winnings is 3 million,
bro. It's fucking
3 million to win against, and it's like a festival for gamers.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's like the Olympics, but for gamers. Yeah, basically.
And they sit on these computers for like 2 hours, and they're all streaming, and they're playing against each other with like a host and all that. And the winner gets $3 million. Pounds, and dollars, or whatever.
And a lot of these kids that win it are young. They're like not even hit their 20s.
No,
yet.
They're not. Some of them are 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nuts.
And I'm like, that's when I'm like, fair play.
Yeah, but it is a bit sad when it completely consumes you. I actually listened to some guy's podcast the other day, and a guy. Do you follow a guy on Instagram called Mo Samuels?
Mo Samuels, yes, I do. Wait, Mo Samuels.
I don't know why I follow him.
Oh, the guy who keeps going in surgery.
Yes.
And his girlfriend cheated on him and did this whole video. Shout out to Mo, man. Well done for that video.
Yeah, I don't know why I follow him. Anyway, I think he started a podcast again, so I was like, I'll give it a listen. Nice. Listen to this one that came out, and he was interviewing this guy who basically got addicted to RuneScape.
RuneScape! Yeah. Oh my god, RuneScape was sick!
I never played it, mate. I never played it.
Oh my god, but RuneScape was so dope back in the day.
He basically was saying that he got so addicted that he basically like dropped out of school. His mum got prosecuted for not bringing him to school and stuff like that. Because apparently legally, you have to make your kid go to school.
What?
Before GCSEs, apparently.
Is that true?
Yeah, apparently so.
But what,
anyway,
if you homeschool them?
Anyway, apparently he just straight out refused to everything. He'd just play all the time. And he totaled his full game time. It gives you the amount of hours he spent on it. And he said he spent 2 years actually on that game. 2 years. How fucked is that?
2 years?
Yeah. So he's literally spent 2 years on that game. How nuts is that?
Yo, you might, at one stage, you must probably see RuneScape, like you're probably living it in that world.
Bro, it's fucking mad. Can you imagine? Like, that's literally 2 years of your life wasted.
2 years in RuneScape.
It's mind-boggling, but...
And he wasn't even making money. Like, fair
enough.
Well,
he might have been... I don't even know how it works, mate. Can you make money off of it?
Well, if you stream, yeah.
But like, as in back then, you probably couldn't, could you?
No, not at all. RuneScape. So he was talking about... So it's not now. He was talking about when he was addicted, when he was younger.
Yeah, yeah, like 5-10 years ago or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely over 10 years ago. Because I played it when I was, I must have been 10, 11.
What's the concept? What do you do?
It's basically World of Warcraft, but the old version.
Right, okay.
That's what it is. It's like your medieval...
Sorry. What is World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft is like, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I never played World of Warcraft.
Did you ever play Age of Empires?
No.
Fuck me, that was amazing. I used to play that at school on the computers.
It sounds similar. It's like medieval.
Medieval swords, building.
Build your own stuff and...
Basically, you build your own like...
army
development and army and stuff like that.
So RuneScape is similar.
Take over the world.
Yeah, similar. Like your character. And, but the RuneScape
it's kind of making me want to play.
Yeah, I wish we play after. But RuneScape was its first kind of game where it was live, so you could play with other people who were live at the same time. So it was the first time that you could do that. Whereas normally games you'd play on your own and then that's it. Wasn't an actual live. What do they call that? A live stream, like a live. Live gameplay, I guess what it is. Like you have in Call of Duty where you can play all around the world with each other.
Yeah.
So that's why it was a big hit, because you could literally talk to characters and it was a way to like converse with people in different countries. But that game was epic. Like it was one of the sickest games ever. But I never got addicted to it. Like I was like, yeah, this is fun, but...
I'll tell you what, I used to play a bit of like Xbox when I was a bit younger, and I found it so addictive, and I actually don't own anything like that nowadays because I've got such an addictive personality.
Yeah, I don't have either.
I know if I had it, because over lockdown, actually, one of the lockdowns, I was back at my parents' place, and my brother was there as well, and we got out of the Xbox from old times, and we just got fucking, like, I just... playing loads of it. I was like, what am I doing?
Also, I don't know if you realize this, yeah, but when I used to play like any sort of PlayStation, Xbox, yeah, I used to be really aggressive with my parents.
Really?
Like, honestly, what? I'd be like, shut the fuck up, mom, I'm playing. Well, I actually never said that, but like I was so aggressive of like, no, I'm playing. No, she was like, go to bed. No, go, have some food. I would never eat. And that was when I was really, really young, when like it was called, I got the PS2, and I was like, oh, you got the PS2, and you'd play. And I used to play Simpsons on there. I used to play like the wet games.
Oh, mate, Simpsons.
Simpsons was hard. Bro.
Yeah, boy.
If you know, Simpsons the one.
What about Crash Bandicoot?
Oh, Crash Bandicoot, mate.
Yeah, boy.
Yes. When you open the game and it'd have that sound effect. But it's weird. It would make you aggressive because you're like this weird tunnel vision on a game.
Yeah.
And it's, not to bring it into a dark place, but I kind of understand why kids in America are so aggressive when they're given those sort of games, especially like you're simulating killing people like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
When you're about like 12 years old, like,
it can't be good for you.
It's not good for you to watch those images, even though it's a game. Like there's a reason why I remember when I was a kid and especially French films, I don't know if it was English films as well, but they used to put, a number saying minus 10. So if you were under the age of 10, you couldn't watch the film.
Mm.
And my dad used to be like, look, this is minus 12. You're still young. You can't watch this until you're a bit older. And I'd be really annoyed. I want to watch the film. But it was because there were like those images that are, although acting and it's all fake, they're disturbing images to watch when you're so young.
Yes.
And it should be the same thing for like gameplay, for all these things. I mean, no one respects it.
I mean, there's probably... there's not been any research on it, I'd imagine. Like, but I reckon there'll be like, as this generation comes through, though, they might 100%. Start to be like, it's actually fucking damaging for you.
They probably are doing like watching the development of a brain whilst you're watching all these images, playing all these games,
yeah,
and understanding that actually, I don't know if it damages your cognitive, you know, brain or whatever it is. It's fucked. I think it's fucked. Even me now, who's almost 28 now, watching TikTok, and I'm like in a hole, and I'm like, what am I doing?
I don't actually ever go on TikTok now because it's too addictive.
Yeah.
Like I haven't scrolled on TikTok in like months.
Oh, nice.
Because I just can't go on it.
What about Instagram?
Instagram, I actually, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love a bit of Instagram.
Guilty.
Yeah, that's me. It's a grey area. I always remember, like, I think it's quite sad when I see, like, my younger cousins all be addicted to their iPads or playing these games. And that's where we're going from what we were saying in the beginning, where you can make money. It's hard because you're like, oh my God, my kid could maybe be like a KSI now. Because back in the day, they used to play FIFA and then they made mad money off that.
Well, so do you think there's parents that are pining for their kids to be
yeah.
Really?
100%. You got to think, parents probably now, especially who are more in this generation becoming parents, right? In their early 30s, who have seen KSI, Sidemen, Beta Squad, all these amazing YouTubers that I all know. Honestly, love those boys. But they're thinking, oh my God, they're making millions, not thousands. They're making millions, right?
Yeah. So I, you know what? Another thing that was mentioned in this podcast was about how much you make for streaming on YouTube.
Yeah.
I didn't really get the monetary value of views, but they were saying for about, say you got like 2 to 3 million views on a YouTube video, apparently that would equate to about 30K.
I don't know what's the
if,
only
if it's monetized. Apparently, it's about 30K.
So if you,
I thought that was way higher than I expected.
So I think once you hit a million, you are expected to make 5p per 100,000 views.
Right.
So let me see if I can calculate this.
That is, imagine getting a YouTube video going viral and making 30K off it. That is fucked.
That makes no sense. That means, wait, did I do that right? 500,000?
Wait, what are you talking about?
If you're doing a 5p per 1,000 view.
Yeah. 5p times 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 500,000.
Yeah, but that's, and then you need to divide it by.
And then you take, but also YouTube must take a cut.
Yeah.
That's mad. That's mad.
Yeah, but you need to divide, that's assuming it's, you need to divide it by, like, because at the moment you've done 5Ps, you need to do like divide it by 100. Anyway,
yeah. Whatever the math is on that, it's mad.
Yeah.
But, and then TikTok is the same thing, whereas apparently, you know, the guy who rolls those glass bottles down the stairs, apparently he's made like over £1 million already.
What?
Yeah, because TikTok have now done this new thing where, again, going over a million, you get £1 or $1 per 1,000.
Oh my God.
Per 1,000. And he's got, his videos are making $1, average 5 million views.
$1 per 1,000. Fuck. I wish my TikTok was monetized when I came off.
Yeah, you were doing crazy numbers.
Yeah, mine were hitting over a mil pretty much every video.
Yeah. well,
that's not going to happen.
Have you not looked at your TikTok creator fund to see how much money you've made?
No.
I'm going to show you. I reckon you've got money in there.
I don't even think I've got it set up, mate.
It's automatically set up. You have a business account, Matt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Yep.
It'd be so funny.
Imagine we got all this and
you had like 50 grand. Yeah. You're like, yo! you might actually, because I didn't realize, and then Temp showed me, and I had.
Are you sure you?
I had 2 grand. I had 2 grand.
Really?
Yeah, I had 2 grand.
That's sick.
And I was like, why do I have £2,000 in my account? He goes, yeah, you've been using TikTok for a while.
Wait. Are you sure you don't need to set it up?
No.
Okay. Fuck. Because I've got some videos where I had some mad views.
You had like 3 point something million.
My top viewed one is like 4 mil. Then the next few are like 3.7.
Yeah,
5.
So we'll check it out after.
Oof.
Hey, guys, after this, who knows? Charlie may be a millionaire.
Yeah, I might be out of here, boys.
Yeah. Can you imagine next week?
See you later.
It's just like, so Charlie took his money and ran.
Yeah, to my 30 grand and spent it within 10 days.
Yeah.
But anyway, how are you, Miles? We're going to talk about last weekend, which was Temps' birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Temps'
birthday.
Lovely
time. Went to, basically, to give you guys the lowdown, we went to Sheesh, the new one in Mayfair. Met the guy that owns Sheesh as well. Lovely guy.
Dylan.
Yeah, that's it.
Dylan has abs, the biggest chest I've ever seen. He's hench.
Bro, he's, honestly, I was blown away by how fucking mad he was.
He's like, yo, you Mars? I was like, yeah. Squeeze my hand.
We were both like, we don't want to fuck him.
Yeah, we don't fuck him. He looks fucking huge.
Yeah.
He's the nicest guy ever, though. Really nice guy.
But anyway, we went there. You've been before, but that was my first time. And honestly, the food is unreal.
Yeah. I've heard about Sheesh, right? The one in Essex. And obviously, they've recently opened one in Mayfair. Well, not Mayfair, Soho.
Yeah.
And when I went, when the first time they invited us, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I've heard so many things about it.
Yeah.
The food is unbelievable.
I went in, right? And this is being completely transparent about it. I went in because of the image it has with Essex. Mm. And I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And I went in sort of like with the bar being quite low, thinking like, oh, it's going to be like an Essexy thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went there. The food is honestly some of the best food I've had in London.
Oh, 100%.
I've been craving it this week. I want to go back.
Oh, we can 100% go back.
Should we go back next weekend?
Hey, Dylan, bring us back.
Yeah.
They do this amazing Wagyu steak. That also, something that I want to say specifically, we always talk, I think people who go to restaurants, they always talk about the food. The service was unreal.
Yeah.
Like the waiters were so on point. Anything I asked would be there within minutes. They would, honestly, whilst you're eating and come over, would you need anything else? It was like so well done. I was quite shocked of like how good they are.
I think it goes a long way in London, because a lot of the time you get, unless you eat at a really high-end restaurant where the service is always going to be pretty good, right? It sort of goes, you really do notice it at places like that, because it's not like a proper snobby place. It's really nice food. It's a really nice restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's not like proper like wankery.
Also, the toilets were like this, like, I don't know, like,
yeah, press a button, it's like, boof.
Yeah, you just press a button, it's like this lift opens up, and then it's like,
yeah.
Also, all toilets are now, I've realized, as I don't know what's going on with this, you know, again, talking about generation, all toilets are now what would you call it? Like,
gender neutral?
No, not gender neutral, like multi-gendered. Like, it's not men and women, it's men and women at the same time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm fine with it. I think it's more of an issue for women.
I find it weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you find it weird?
I find it weird because I think it's essentially the toilet is a place where you are getting your bits out to go and do something very private.
Yeah.
And especially for women, I don't think it's great to be sharing with a man.
That was my point. I have no issue with it at all. Personally.
No, of course. I have no issue because I'm not a weirdo, but I do feel like if I was, no, but do you know what I mean? Like
but does it make you feel uncomfortable doing that?
No, it doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable for women. I could be completely wrong, by the way. Women comment in the conversation. You might say, no, we don't feel uncomfortable at all. And also it's not a problem. I was just always thinking like, I know when men are drunk in the toilets, we're all fucking laddie, right? Especially, you know, like Jacks and all that, we're all pissing about and if you're in a toilet where it's women and men and you've got a drunk man there who's a bit aggressive, a bit like whatever, you can be a bit like, I don't know, I just feel like there's a reason why we have toilets for men and toilets for women, because we are different. That's what I think.
I'm gonna cancel again.
Laurie looked at me and went, cancelled.
No, I think though, having mixed gender toilets probably promotes people being a bit more like sensible and respectful in that environment.
True. I this is not me saying I have a problem, but I think it's epic.
Because I know. It didn't come across that way, don't worry.
Thanks.
But I think that personally, if I'm using a toilet that's mixed gender, I'll be a lot more careful to be much more sort of like clean and that sounds bad.
Basically, you're saying is that you're going to wash your hands.
It does, doesn't it?
It makes you if you come out, right, you can also, the sinks are always for
I triple both. Wash if I'm next to
a Oh, yeah, like, next to a guy, I'm like,
just want to make sure I'm clean.
Hey, you see this? I did a number one.
No, I always wash my hands. But what I mean is, you just want to make sure that the toilet is absolutely spotless when you leave it. And, you know, you leave the seat down.
Yeah.
You always, like, make sure everything's tidy.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I'm just in a bloke's toilet where it's already a bit like everyone's just like fucking spraying everywhere.
Spraying everywhere.
It's just a bit like, really need to keep this clean?
Do you know what? Something I've realized, going a bit off topic, but at the same time, the same topic.
Yeah.
I realized something, right? I went to the toilets in Equinox yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And as I got there, I went, oh, I've been riding a bike here. My hands are a bit sweaty and dirty. I'm going to wash my hands before I go to the toilet, right? Which I never thought about, right? People go like, oh, men never wash their hands after they go to the toilet. Like, well, mainly because we're clean down there and you don't need to, right? Not saying I do. Yeah. But I was like, actually, it's gross touching your you know.
Yeah, I'll quite often do it the other way around as well. Yeah,
I'll wash my hands, then go to the toilet, and then not wash my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone who touches the equipment in the gym.
Anyone who gives Miles a handshake, you're touching his dick. No, but I agree with you. I would be more inclined to... I think it's more dirty to not wash your hands before you take a piss. If you've been like out and about. If I've been on the tube, there's no way I'm going for a piss without washing my hands.
Exactly, 100%.
Like,
but I think most people don't do that though. Most people think, okay, make sure you wash your hands after the toilet. It's like, whoa. The dirtiest place is probably you all day touching things, touching other people's hands, and then touching your own dick.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, this might make it, you know, lower the tone a little bit, but like your piss probably isn't even that, like,
well, if you're like us, fully hydrated all the time, it's clean.
It's probably not even that, like, you know, it is obviously feces technically, but
do you feel do you think, you know, when you have really, really clear pee?
Yeah, I have that all day, every day. Yeah, I drink so much.
Yeah, so we drink, like, I drink probably three of these a day.
I've already had, so this is my third bottle today.
Fucking hell, this is my first. But when I think about it, when I see that clear pee, I don't do this every time, but I almost think about Bear Grylls and I go, if I was doing that show, I'd drink my pee. I'd 100% drink my pee.
Yeah, 100%. Easy. Mate,
my pee is clear.
To go back to, you know how we touched on rugby initiations?
We didn't, but we did that a few weeks ago, we did.
Yeah, that's what I mean, back. That's quite a frequently done thing in rugby clubs. People just drink their own piss. I've never done it myself, but at some of the...
You sure?
I actually haven't. Some of the events that my mate went to that was at this mall, the one where...
Oh, yeah, you told me though that.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Anyway.
Also, if you want to listen to the episode about what happened...
initiations.
Go on Patreon and subscribe, because we talk about what actually goes on and it's really messed up. And
it's fucked.
It's really fucked.
Yeah, go check out Patreon. But as we're saying, went to... sheesh. My favorite dish, for the record, was the king prawns.
Oh.
With the feta, and it had like some tomato-y thing. Oh, so good.
That was so good.
That was amazing. And then also the chicken. It was honestly the most succulent chicken I've ever had in my life.
Honestly, chicken breast as well. It wasn't chicken thighs, chicken breast.
It was
so
like just
succulent.
A fresh off a skewer. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I'm dreaming about it now.
Yeah.
But anyway, we ate there, had an amazing time. And
I went home.
Yeah, you went home.
I went home early. Yeah, I've got wifey, so I don't go out anymore.
But that's nice, mate. You know what? When I'm with a girl, like you're at with Emily at the moment, I'm the same. I don't really have any desire to go out.
No,
every now and then, but I think it's one of those things where you're like, what am I going to gain from going out?
Well, you know, I see it as the reason why I go out is to get with girls.
Mm.
Like 100%, that is the reason why I go out, especially with the boys. Like, oh, we'll go out, let's get with girls. And you want to get, also you get horrendously drunk, like Temps did. You get, you know, you overdo it and the next morning you feel shit, but you're like, oh, what a sick night. Whereas when you've got a girl, a friend girl, you kind of like, I don't know, it's you want to enjoy it. Like I had such a good time. Went to the dinner, didn't drink, had amazing food, laughing with you next to me, laughing with everyone else, having a great time, got home by midnight, sick.
Yeah.
And then had a bit of, you know, a bit of sex as well.
Lovely.
Exactly.
That's a night complete.
That is a night complete.
Yeah, it is, mate.
Because when you're single, essentially what you're looking for is you go out because you're like, oh, I could maybe hook up.
I'll agree with that. A lot of the time I go out, it is, the main thread of it is to meet a new girl.
Yeah, 100%.
But I don't fully agree, because there are nights I go out where I go out with like a group of boys I haven't seen in a while, and it's just like...
That's fun though. Like I must admit, there are some times where this happened to me, like last year, where my going out was purely more to be with the boys. And if I did end up with someone, cool, that's like the icing on the cake at the end of the night. But I remember we go to Jack's and... We would just get, like, we would have so much fun, right? Drinking, laughing with your boys. And even if girls came over, I'm like, no, get off my table. Like, I remember a good time.
Do you remember that period where you, me and Temps and Jamie, before Jamie was in his relationship, we were going out all the time.
Bro, we went out a lot.
We'd literally go out, get, it was so expensive as well. We'd end up getting a table every evening as well. I remember we'd wake up every morning, we'd be like, boys, this is the damage. We'd be like, fuck's sake. Why do we agree to do that when we're
drunk? Honestly, it was because
Why? What was that period? Why were we so on it?
I'll tell you right. First of all, you had just come out of Love Island.
Yeah.
So you felt a bit like a baller. Okay. You get recognised and we were like, yeah, okay, I'll get a table. I was just still miles from me and Chelsea. So, you know, that was still flinging around. Like, yeah, I'm with my boy. Came out of Love Island. Let's get some tables. And then Temps was just... I guess he did Riddance in the Stars, maybe. He was just feeling fresh.
Yeah.
And I think I think in every man's life, there's a period where...
Every man's life.
100%. You're making a bit of money. You're having a bit of fun. And it's like a month or two where you just go out a lot. And I think it's really, really good. It was fun. Although the wallet, bank was saying, yo, stop. I mean, these tables were like, the minimum, I think Jack's was 500 quid, a minimum table. And we were exceeding that because we were buying bottles and all that kind of stuff. I remember this one night. Were you there when we spent 1,700 in Raffles?
I think that was me, you, and Temps.
Yeah, me, you, and Temps. We went to Raffles and we bought a table and it was 1,700 quid.
Such a stupid place to buy a table at as well.
Especially as we get in there for free.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a time.
You know what though, mate? I actually looked back at a photo from that period recently.
Oh no.
And I looked so unhealthy.
Really?
Like my skin... You could just see that I was just like not taking care of my body.
No way.
Yeah. And honestly, like just absolutely pounding like alcohol and just like not really.
Not taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Shows.
But it's mad how much like you. So I don't know why someone keeps calling me.
Pick it up.
No, I can't.
Why not?
It's a Sunday. Lines prep. You. Every time.
Mate, you need to change your delivery date.
No, I can't. It's every Sunday and Wednesday. Lines Prep, shout out to you guys. Use code MILES30 for 30% off. Just a little ad for you there. but yeah, no, they also, it says just leave it in the front. Anyway, isn't it crazy? Like when you drink like that, you don't realize it until you see these pictures later on when you're like, you're super healthy now and whatever. You look a bit yellow.
Let me actually show you the photo. I'm on TikTok Live. Should we get off TikTok Live?
No, we love it. Again, if you listen to this on Spotify, we are on TikTok Live. We're going to be trying to do this every Sunday. So go check out Playtime Podcast on TikTok. Going back to the drinking, it's crazy how it affects your body.
Look how facially I'm like. Don't I look like...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
A bit like battered.
Yeah, you look way fresher now. You look old.
There?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know old now.
But yeah, no, I think it ages you.
Yeah.
100% ages you. Like it really will. And it makes you tired. It makes you like sloppy. You can't think straight. And the hangovers, man. Oh my God.
Yeah, that being said, I do still love to go out, but it's just not... It's got to be in moderation, right?
Yeah. You got to...
Every now and then, as opposed to all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But it was a fun night. So you guys went to Raffles after, and Temps got kicked out.
No, we actually went to... we went to 100 Wardour Street first.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Karem, you know the old guy on Bluebird.
Yeah,
he sorted us out, got us like a table and stuff.
Nice.
We were there for a bit and then we went straight to Raffles, which was good.
Nice.
Temps got kicked out for some reason. I don't know what happened.
He fell down the stairs. This is what I've heard because I wasn't there, but he fell down the stairs. Apparently, the bouncer was trying to take him out.
Oh.
And then apparently, the bouncer, as he was taking him out, his foot landed in Temps's face, so he's got like this bruise on his face, and like also he's like his hands are swollen since last week still now, because when he fell down like he properly bruised them up. He was like, yeah, I'm never going to the Raffles again. I was like, mate, I don't think you can get in. I think if you got thrown out, you're not going to get in anytime soon. But Raffles is that, like, even last night I saw that most of the main Chelsea lot were in Raffles, like Yaz, Sam, who else were there?
Harvey Rez.
It's a place to go, isn't it? It's like, yeah. It's the, if you ever want to see anyone from Made in Chelsea, just go to Raffles.
Yeah.
Go to Raffles around midnight on a Saturday, always Saturday better. You'll see every cast member there.
Yeah.
Apart from me.
And me.
You know, I haven't been out in 6 weeks.
That's good, man.
Since Corsica. That's a bit mad.
Yeah, but it's nice though. You must be feeling very, very good.
You know,
you're
what?
Looking good, mate.
Thanks, bro.
You are.
Thanks, man. Thanks. You know, the thing I've noticed the most out of not drinking the last 6 weeks is my physique changing and staying consistent. Yeah. That's the only thing I've actually really noticed. The fact that, like, even if I have, like, I had KFC last night and I woke up this morning, I was like, fucking looking lean still.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Like, well, it's crazy, like, I don't know. I was talking about this to that guy yesterday, Daniel Seuss. He sent me his drink, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And we're talking about...
As in he's already sent it to you? I thought it hasn't been released yet.
No, it hasn't been released. He sent me a prototype.
Oh, no.
Just
nice.
One.
I'm going to drop him a message.
Yeah, send him your address. He'll send it to you. We were talking about... I said to him, yeah, like, I haven't really drunk right at the moment. I'm not really drinking. And I said to him, it's interesting because I'm not saying I'm never going to drink again. I'm not going, yo, guys, I'm going sober for a while. Like, that is not why I'm doing it. I just don't really fancy drinking at the moment. Like, it's weird because even... I love my red wine. Mm. I love a glass of red wine. I don't even want that at the moment. And I don't know what it is. And I don't know if it's going to be last long in. I don't know if I'm going to not drink for a while or I may drink tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen. But at the moment, I've got no want in alcohol. Like, the thought of it actually makes me feel a bit, ugh.
Well, that's a good sort of like scenario to be in though, because you're not putting undue pressure on yourself. Mm. You're just sort of like, I'll do it when I want to do it.
Yeah. Like, I genuinely feel like if there's a moment, I'll do it. I'll do it when I fancy it. It's a weird thing of like, I'm not saying, oh, hey guys, by the way, I haven't drunk in this. I mean, it's like, I'm just not drinking at the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing social things like the big, you know, Tempest's birthday, going to dinners. And I'm having so much fun not drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this guy called Daniel, who works BXR, Equinox, all that kind of stuff, he's got a drink that's come out. It's coming out soon in August. And it's kind of like an energy drink. It's only got 37 grams of... sorry.
35 milligrams of caffeine, which is about half a coffee. And then it's basically a mushroom complex. We call it complex.
It's called Zeus, the drink.
And I've actually recently started using mushroom supplements because I've heard about, I've like read up quite a lot about them. I'm quite into that sort of like supplementation stuff.
Also it gives you a bit of a high, this drink.
Yeah. So it's got basically a mushroom called lion's mane. It's got something called cordyceps and one that I can't remember the name of. I think it's called like Changa or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's supposed to give you like a bit of a buzz, a bit of a high. Not like a high, like hallucinating or anything like that, but it's supposed to give you a bit of a buzz. So it's originally, he said, created for... you know, energy drink purposes, but it's actually, they've realized that people enjoy drinking it when they go out who don't drink.
Well, that's why I'm really intrigued. I've got one, so he sent it to me yesterday. Well, it came this morning. And
oh, it already came?
Yeah, it came this morning.
Oh, nice.
So I want to go out wherever, I'm gonna bring it with me, and then I'm just gonna get some ice. He said in the letter, make sure like you've got nice fresh cool ice, whatever it is. I was like, that's sweet. So I'm gonna try and see if I like have a bit of a buzz whilst I'm out with people who are drinking. Because I was thinking about this, yeah, with non-alcoholic drinks, right, when you're, the whole purpose of it's like, oh, it's no alcohol, and it's like it feels like it's a problem more than a solution. Or no, it feels like it's a problem and they're trying to find a solution to not drinking or being social, right, rather than creating a drink where it gives you the still same benefits. Well, I mean, they're not benefits, but the benefits of what we think drinking is, you know, you feel a bit loose, you feel a bit like, you know, a bit more confident, maybe, whatever it is. And it's it's marketed in that way where I find non-alcoholic drinks, unless you've got a problem and you've been sober for ages and you want to still be part of the crew and have one of those non-alcoholic beers, fine. But and you still have the taste of it, but it's got no alcohol, cool. But for me, who doesn't have a problem drinking and I will drink whenever,
yeah.
I find it, no. Like a mocktail, no thank you. Give me a hot cocktail. Like I really don't want to have a mocktail. Sugar in a drink, just give me water. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But when he was talking to me, about his new drink called Zeus, I was like, that's so interesting because that's basically taking the concept of alcohol, which gives you that little buzz, gives you a bit of like, oh, you feel a bit like on a good level, but gets rid of the hangover the next day, still hydrating, gives you a bit of caffeine, and allows you to have a bit of a buzz.
Mm.
Like, what more do you want? Whereas in non-alcoholic drinks, mocktails and all that, they're purposely made for like, they don't have alcohol, but they taste like alcohol.
Mm.
And it's like, that's the whole thing like veganism. Like I have this whole thing, which no hate again, be careful. We've got some vegans who don't like me, specifically me and Chelsea. When you replace something that tastes the same, what is the bet? Why are you doing that? Like, I don't get it. And I would love to, you know, educate myself more on it. But like, if you're going, oh, it's a fake burger, it tastes like beef though. It's like, why though? If you don't want the taste of meat, why would you have a replacement? So the same thing with alcohol. I'm like,
well, no, but that's your, I don't agree with that. We've already talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about this another.
Some people like meat, but they're not eating it because they don't like the taste. They're not eating it because
ethical reasons.
Of the reasons.
Yeah, yeah. But that's fine. Yeah. Hey, that's fine. Again, this is my opinion.
You understand that point of view?
Yeah, yeah. I understand that you're
so like it would make sense that someone that likes the taste of meat but is not eating it for ethical reasons to eat a meat replacement, right?
Yeah, yeah. I get that. If you're
especially... But I think that's similar to why people would drink alcohol, non-alcoholic beers, because they like the taste of alcohol but they just don't want to get drunk.
Yeah.
It's like you know, the Better Life guy who we had on our podcast.
Oh yeah, Better Life, Matt Pink.
Yeah, Matt Pink. He loves a non-alcoholic beer, doesn't he?
Yeah. You know what? And you know, now you said that to me, I get it more. You know, the fact that for ethical reasons makes sense. Fair enough. The alcohol perception for me, I don't really get it because I don't like the taste of alcohol unless it's red wine. And I don't think there's ever been a non-alcoholic red wine in. If there is, please send it to us and we'll do a live test on Playtime.
There probably is a non-alcoholic wine.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
It'd be weird though. Red wine's quite a specific taste. So yeah. Anyway, I don't really see the value in it. But anyway, for me personally, this is why this product actually speaks out to me way more. Yeah. I like the fact that it's an energy kind of drink. It's got some amazing like mushroom supplements in there that are really health benefits, and it gives you a bit of a buzz. And at the same time, you won't feel that hangover. So it has purpose to the drink. Whereas I feel when you have a non-alcoholic drink, it's like it tastes like it, but the purpose is there's no purpose to it. It's empty calories for no reason. That's what I'm seeing. Whereas this, if I go out and I feel like, oh, I want to be my mate, but at past 1 a.m. they're gonna be so drunk I'm gonna want to leave, whereas I could think, okay, actually I've had maybe 5 cans of this, feeling a bit of buzz, feeling a bit of energy, and I'm like with them, yeah,
seeing like elephants.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, Mars. No,
yeah.
But hey, we're gonna try it out. We I'll see one night and who knows, maybe it'll be my new alcoholic drink. Maybe I'll become sober.
Yeah,
can you imagine? Nah, yeah. I don't think that'll ever happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's good to have a little break from it. So, well done, mate.
Thank you. Thanks, mate.
Should we therefore call it a wrap there?
Call it a wrap. I mean, you want to call... Yeah, we can call it a wrap here.
Did we cover enough? We kind of just chat shit there for about an hour.
I think it was great.
Yeah, it was nice.
We had some really...
Yeah, let's do that then. All right, well...
Go. Thanks, guys. I hope you enjoyed the Mushroom NPC gaming chat. This was a bit of a random podcast. We kind of just went with it, which is really enjoyable because sometimes it's nice for Charlie and I just to chat and talk. But yeah, thanks for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to Patreon to watch exclusive episodes each week. They're back on. We're consistent again, which is really exciting. Also, every 100 members, regardless how long it takes... it could be within a month or more if it takes longer. But every 100 members that we get on Patreon, we are going to be picking one person a month to come on to Playtime and we're going to record a live episode with you. So if you want the chance to win that, make sure to subscribe. On top of that, exclusive episodes. And on top of that, we're going to be doing giveaways. So make sure you go and check the link in the bio.
And we are very near to our next 100 members. So
we are. We're 30 members away. So
yeah, once we hit that next 30, get in there and we'll get someone on the podcast. Obviously, the earlier you get involved, the higher your chances, because once there gets more members, there's less chance you'll be able to get on.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's in your favour. And so, it's fucking cheap. It's like £3 a month.
Yeah, it's £3 a month. It's like that's like
and
a
you
coffee.
You get mad value for money. You get like episodes, loads of shit. Like you get to see all the previous episodes as well that we've done.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole sort of like catalogue of them. So. Yeah.
And we're gonna be soon we're gonna be adding live streams as well. So we can only members of Patreon can see those live streams and we'll go live with you guys. And then hopefully this will build somewhere where we do live shows. And I think it'd be really exciting to do live shows. Where if you're a member, we'll give you discounted tickets, whereas if you're not, you'll pay the full price. So there's loads of benefits once you become a member in terms of what we do later on. You'll always be first served, which is kind of epic.
Yes. So yeah, thanks so much, guys. Lovely to see you as always. And
we'll see you next week.